Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
Capricorn Group delivered a 9.9% year-on-year growth in profit after tax to 1.74 billion NMB dollars. Could you elaborate on the key factors behind this impressive growth, especially in the current economic climate?
Yes, Mandy, thank you very much for that question. In the current financial year, the group did benefit from the higher interest rate cycle. So a lot of the interest rate hikes that came through in the previous financial year actually only played out profitability in the current year when our margins did open up. On top of that, we also saw some good growth in our non-interest income, mainly coming from increased volumes, which was part of our digitalization drive.
Yeah. So then in terms of return on equity, an increase of 17.9% was recorded from 17.6% last year. Now, what strategic decisions contributed to this improvement, and how do you foresee this figure evolving in the coming years?
So over the last couple of years, we've really had a focus on being more efficient with our capital.
Yeah.
And we really try to focus on having optimal capital levels and doing more with less.
Mm-hmm.
And this is now starting to come through in these numbers. We do have the long-term ambition to get to 20%, but on a very sustainable way.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be able to achieve that, I believe, with a mixture of profit growth and optimal capital management.
Yeah. So then can you provide more insights into how the current interest rate environment has impacted the group's overall financial performance, particularly in Bank Windhoek and Bank Gaborone?
Yeah, so I think, as I mentioned, our margins did benefit from the high interest rate cycle that we are currently in.
Yeah.
However, it did have a negative impact on impairments, as well as stunting the loan growth a bit. I think private sector credit extension in Namibia was only 1.8% as of June 2024, which is very low. So we are expecting interest rates to start going down. I think we saw our first 25 basis point cut last month. We do expect some more of them, so that will decrease our margins. But we do believe it will have a positive impact on our clients, which will reduce our impairment charges.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe it will stimulate loan growth as well in future.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how does the group plan to manage and optimize operational costs going forward?
Yeah. So in the current year, our expenses did increase by 12.2%, which is more than inflation. But I do believe that this is necessary expenses. During our when we budget, we really scrutinize every penny of planned spending to make sure, that we only look at value-adding spending and that we don't incur any wasteful expenditures.
Yeah, exactly.
So our focus is to manage our cost-to-income ratio, which is currently sitting at 50%, the lowest ever since listing.
Mm-hmm.
And we do hope that we'll be able to get that below 50%.
Yeah.
in the coming year.
Mm-hmm. Now, IT expenditure rose by 22.0% due to investments in digital and data-related projects. How do these investments align with Capricorn Group's long-term goals, and what impact do you anticipate they will have on future financial performance?
I think stepping back to 2018 and 2019, we were pretty much a paper-based company.
Mm-hmm.
So we really had to invest big to ensure that we digitize our core.
Yeah, exactly.
In order to ensure that, there is future sustainability and to ensure that we are able to compete in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And despite the technology costs increasing, our overall aim is still to lower our cost to serve to our customers, meaning that despite technology costs going up, we do achieve some savings in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also seen that we've also increased our volumes as well.
Yeah.
When it comes to non-interest income.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, despite this big spend, like I mentioned, we still were able to get our cost income down from 51% last year to 50% in the current year.
Now, Johan, in a recent statement, the group CEO highlighted the group's involvement in discussions around Namibia's energy future, especially regarding oil discoveries and green hydrogen. Could you share how the group plans to capitalize on these opportunities in Namibia's energy sector?
Yeah, so we believe that, you know, the table is set actually for every Namibian to benefit from this oil discoveries.
Yeah.
I do not see us playing directly on the oil rigs itself, but there is a lot of ancillary services and ancillary houses that needs to be built, and infrastructure that needs to be built, and we are definitely gearing ourselves up to assist our clients in that space.
Yeah. So that, how does the group plan to continue its commitment to socio-economic development in Namibia and in Botswana in the coming years?
Yeah, so we have a number of stakeholders whose needs we need to balance. It's not just about the profits for the shareholders. Mm-hmm. So even though our shareholders did share in 560 million in dividends in the current year, with another 332 that will be paid to them next month, we also made 1.2 billion payments in tax to the governments of Namibia and Botswana, which obviously they then use for development in the countries. We also paid 1.3 billion to our more or less 2,000 staff members. And the thing about Namibia and Botswana is that one staff member, you know, supports an extended family, and also, you know, buys their meat at the local butchery and supports it, the local bakery, and the like.
Yeah.
We also spent 924 million to suppliers, and more than 80% of our expenses, despite being, you know, basically a technology company these days, more than 80% of our expenses are spent locally. And then maybe just lastly to close off with, there's also a benchmark of 1% of profit after tax that we aim to invest directly into the communities with CSR projects. In the current year, we did 1.4%. And more information on that can be found in our social value report, which is available on the Capricorn Group website.
All right, fantastic. Johan, I thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you very much, Maggie.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.